are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Now this, I have never seen before. There was a girl, a high school basketball player from Overland Park, Kansas. I got family in Overland Park, great city, who actually fell into a coma. She was afflicted with a meningitis, fell into a coma. Now, she's a basketball player, high school basketball player. Well, while she was comatose, she was able to cradle a ball in her hands and shoot it through the arms of her sister, who was kind of making a pretend hoop. Her neurologist, Dr. William Graff, said he's never seen anything like it. I wouldn't be surprised. He said the act of shooting a basketball must have been ingrained as one of her basic instincts because, you know, she was a basketball player. And the fact that her basketball shooting motion came back before she was able to stand up and walk again. Now, she was able to regain consciousness and come out of the coma, luckily, when she, you know, family moved her to a chair before she could walk. Again, she was able to shoot hoops, right? Now, but the fact that she could shoot hoops and then fall back into her comatose state, isn't that, now, she can't remember it. You know, you ask her, she's like, I don't even remember doing that while I was in a coma. I had absolutely no idea. But the fact that a comatose patient could shoot basketball hoops is amazing. I almost thought this was like tabloid type stuff, but no, this was, it actually has been reported all over, including Fox. Really, really cool stuff. Okay. A very big show tonight. Got a lot to talk about. Apparently radiation has been detected at least 400 miles off the coast of Japan. We'll talk about how much and is this of any concern. We're also going to talk about how it looks like a ruling in Washington State will not force pharmacies to sell the Plan B emergency contraception. Also, more news with colon cancer screening, some pretty interesting headlines we talked about last hour that I want to update you on and summarize a little bit later this hour. But a lot of cool stuff, a lot of cool techno things, a lot of fun stuff to talk about. So please stay on board if you can. The whole hour, all 3 hours, whatever you could do. But I want to hear from you. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to answer your medical questions, take your comments, anything you want to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or 1-877-362-3254. Of course, we are taking your emails at drdahlia.com. You can follow me on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook. In fact, I put on Facebook, there was a real cool video of open heart surgery. Apparently some surgeons, while they were doing this open heart surgery, they decided to tweet Facebook and YouTube as they went. So if any of you want to take a look at some video footage of open heart surgery, again, you know, I mean, light stomachs beware, but you know, for some of you that really, really dig that kind of stuff like I do, I have it on my Facebook fan page. Find it on my Facebook fan page and take a look at that. Now, please keep in mind, if you ever cannot listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show all 3 hours, I know most people think you're lucky, but you know, if you secretly find that to be an issue, you can go to my website at drdahlia.com. Hit the on-demand button. You can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show 24/7. If you miss any older shows, go to gcnlive.com, and you have all my archives. Of course, all that is on my website if you didn't have a pencil to write all that down. All right, let's get to work. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, radiation detected 400 miles off the Japanese coast. Now, remember what happened last May with the Fukushima power plant, okay? We knew there'd be a leakage. We've been expecting this. We spent a significant amount of time on the show talking about the cesium-137. Well, today they reported that they have found at least significant amounts of radiation 400 miles off the Japanese coast in the Pacific Ocean. They say the water is showing readings of up to 1,000 times more than prior levels. Again, people, this was expected. Okay. Now they say the cesium-137, which we have been watching very closely. Remember, cesium-137 was the culprit that caused a lot of problems in the Chernobyl disaster in the 80s. And we've been watching this because this has a very long half-life of like 30 years. So for it to break down before livestock or marine animals pick it up is rare. So we're worried about this building up and accumulating in our food. And then we imbibe it, take it in, and then it could be a risk for leukemia, et cetera, which is what was some of the sequelae, long-term sequelae of Chernobyl, which is what we're watching. But they're saying right now, the amounts that they found was actually good news, was far below the levels that were generally considered harmful, either to the marine animals or the people who eat the seafood. Now, this comes from Ken Blessler of the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution in Massachusetts. Whew, I guess that's Wahoo-im, I guess. He spoke Tuesday in Salt Lake City at the annual Ocean Sciences meeting, attended by more than 4,000 researchers. The results were taken from water samples in June, about 3 months after the power plant disaster, and then they sampled fish. Now, of course, we're not over the hump. Okay, remember a couple weeks ago, somebody said there was a little bit of a leak going into the water again from this Fukushima plant. So we're watching it. But again, they said concentrations were actually, on one study, they said concentrations of the cesium-137 were 10 to 1,000 times normal, but were one-tenth the levels generally considered harmful. As far as I'm concerned, no cesium, the better. Right. But I don't, you know, I mean, no one's saying avoid, you know, the fish in the Pacific Ocean or anything like that. Remember, the Pacific Ocean is huge. This is diluting. Even as we speak about it, it is diluting. Right. You got currents, you got rain, you got all sorts of things. All right. But it's something that needs to be watched. OK, we're going to be coming up on break. When we come back, I want to talk about again. I mean, I've been saying this for years on this show, how colonoscopies actually improve the length of life. And no, they have to do their own studies. Nobody ever listens to Dr. Dahlia ever, as well as more medical news. So please don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life
with Extend-O-Vice. All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, I am going to strategically tell one story before another. Okay, the first story I'm going to talk about is how wonderful colonoscopies are and how they're life-saving. And then the next story I'm going to talk about is doctors using dirty surgical tools. But let's go to the colonoscopy first. Okay, let's talk about how wonderful the colonoscopy is. Okay, here we go. Because after the second story, you're not going to want to get one. This is a tough one. Really, why do both stories have to come out the same day? Okay, now, despite what I have been saying on my show for 3 years, all right, these other researchers are getting credit and getting to publish this in the New England Journal of Medicine that they say colonoscopy actually prevents deaths. Many people have assumed that colonoscopy must save lives because it's recommended, but it's because the polyps get taken out. We've talked about this. When you get a colonoscopy, not only do they look and do they screen, but if they see any of these polyps or these precancerous growths or adenomatous polyps, if they take that polyp out, it can't turn to colon cancer. We've talked about this. If you're going to get colon cancer, it's going to start from a polyp. All colon cancer will start from a polyp. However, not all polyps turn to cancer. It's like all apples grow on trees, but not all trees grow apples. So the idea is when you go in to get the colonoscopy, if they see the polyp and they take it out, that polyp will never turn to cancer. So if you go and get your colonoscopy every 5 years or every 10 years and they groom you and prune you as you go, it actually saves lives. They say patients tracked for as long as 20 years. The death rate from colorectal cancer was cut by 53% in those who had had the test and whose doctors removed the polyps or the precancerous growths. Now, Keep in mind, the colonoscopy has replaced the sigmoidoscopy. The sigmoidoscopy was a test where we would just look at the sigmoid, the left side of the colon. And we want to go up all the way through the descending, the transverse colon, and over to the right. We would stop at the sigmoid. You'd be wide awake during the whole thing. Maybe they'd give you a little sedative to relax. It would be still pretty painful, uncomfortable, and they really didn't biopsy a lot of these polyps or remove them. The colonoscopy, because you're asleep at the time, it's a longer procedure. The technique that they use and having the little biopsy forceps attached to it, they could do a lot more. So many of us just don't even, I mean, when I trained at Kaiser, when I went to medical school at UCLA my senior year, we had to train at Kaiser Permanente, and Mondays were sigmoidoscopy days. So I could do sigmoidoscopies blindfolded. I just never have done it in real life because by the time I got out of school, they were like, nah, we're doing colonoscopies now. I did plenty of those, but honestly, I just refer to the gastroenterologist. So, again, colonoscopy is one of my favorite tests, all right, because, again, we do a lot of things to look for cancer. You know, we run a PSA to look for prostate cancer. We do mammograms to look for breast cancer, but none of them, you know, cure or help prevent. All those do is take pictures of you. Your colonoscopy, you're actually having something done. Getting these polyps taken out is advantageous, therapeutic. It's doing something for you, you know, more than just a picture. So as far as I'm concerned, I agree with this. It's just I think it's redundant. I've been saying this for years. So one of my favorite tests to do, they are going to start recommending that men and African Americans start getting screened earlier at age 45. Whether you have family history or not, just be prepared for that. Be prepared that that's going to be a recommendation, but also be prepared that probably Obamacare is not going to pay for it. Did you guys hear that headline? 50% of Americans pay their taxes and 50% don't. 50% don't pay their income taxes. And the majority of those 50% are the ones that actually get all the entitlements and the freebies. Yeah. Right? So half of our country is carrying the other half. I was surprised it was that much. I thought of, you know, a year or two ago, they were saying 30% of Americans were paying their taxes. I think what that headline might have been is 30% were actually paying the taxes they should. You guys heard about Cindy Sheehan. She's in trouble for not paying taxes. She said she doesn't have to pay taxes because her son died in an immoral war. So she's trying to get by without paying taxes. Now, again, my heart goes out to her. Anybody who loses a son, daughter, family member, anybody that loses anybody, you know, at war or for any reason, medical, et cetera, my heart goes out to them. But we still all pay our taxes. Now, I mean, people are trying to get out of paying their taxes left and right. And, you know, here we are. I'm trying to do a radio show telling you all to get your, you know, colonoscopies and to get your mammograms and get your PSA testing. And we're going to be talking about, you know, some cool techno stuff, you know, coming around the bend in medicine. And here we are, less and less people are paying taxes. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, it's the rich upper 1%. No, they found it's not those guys. They're still paying income tax. It's the people that are getting the freebies aren't paying income tax, which means half of our country is carrying the other half, right? And we're seeing more and more of that. They said compared to the 1980s, when only 13% of Americans weren't paying their taxes, here we are at the 50% mark. It's frightening and it's scary because we are going to have a lot of government programs fall. So we need a government that spends less, figures out how to make the tax code a little bit more even and fair, and quit blaming our healthcare crisis on the doctors. Thank you. Don't be blaming us. Okay. Now, I guess a couple doctors may be to blame for this next story. I don't like this one. I hate seeing stuff like this. All right. Fox News reports that dirty surgical tools in hospitals are putting patients at risk. You think? They cite a 63-year-old man, John Harrison, who had a rotator cuff surgery in 2009 at the Methodist Hospital in Houston, and how he developed an infection that they say ate away at his shoulder bone and rotator cuff. Infection led to a lengthy recovery time. He needed nurses to help him, etc. And they said he was one of seven patients in a two-week period who developed a serious infection after having surgery at the Methodist Hospital. Well, as a result, the hospital had to close, and the CDC had to go in to see what the heck happened. And apparently what they found is the outbreak was due to retained tissue and some of the surgical tools. Now, the surgical tools they were talking about is the arthroscopic shaver and an inflow-outflow cannula, which, you know, inspected by tiny video cameras, had human tissue and blood caked onto the side. Now, according to the Center for Public Integrity, they say dirty surgical tools are not uncommon. Now, this was an issue we had in Southern Nevada with the endoscopy clinic from Dr. Desai. They said that some of these equipment were not cleaned enough and being reused, but we don't know if that's what spread the hepatitis. We believe it was the propofol, which I spent a lot of time talking about yesterday on the show. Now, apparently, according to the company, right, because apparently they went to the company. I believe the company is, the manufacturer is Stryker from Kalamazoo, Michigan. Now, they said the hospital was given instructions, and the hospital said, we followed the instructions. When they took a look at the instructions, it's a 10-step process for cleaning these. They had to kind of add at the end, if steps 1 through 9, after you inspect them, you still see, you know, human tissue and blood, you got to repeat the steps for the cleaning. Now, what people are worried about is cleaning these tools are very, very difficult. They are very difficult to get in microscopically. It takes a lot of time. They say many of the hospital employees who get stuck with the job feel overworked and underpaid. And it's not being done systematically, predictably, uniformly. And, you know, if we think this is the only hospital that could possibly have surgical tools not completely cleaned, we have another thing coming. Now, remember, the olden days, we didn't have all these fiber optic scopes and cannula, et cetera. We had scalpels. We had specula. I collect medical antiques. And many of them, I mean, you know, they're solid, no holes or tubes or anything, very easy to dismantle and clean. And then you autoclave. You throw them in the autoclave, and it's easy. Luckily for us, we have nothing fancy-schmancy. We have stuff we could do a 24-hour soak on, and then we throw it in the autoclave so we double-do, make sure it's clean. And I make my staff brush everything down so we know that there's no tissue or anything on there. But a lot of these little fiber-optic cannula, robot-assisted surgery, you know, things like that that you see, you know, there should be pieces that the manufacturer should make instructions and easy ways to clean these things. If not, you can't use them. And, again, there has to be a uniform way to clean them. And if somebody says, oh, heck with this, I'm tired, my wrist is getting, you know, I got carpal tunnel, I can't do this, get them off the job, okay? I don't care if it was autoclaved. If there is a piece of somebody else's tissue still on there, to me, that's dirty. Autoclaved blood is still debris. And there should be no debris used on any of this. So, again, nobody was being malicious or whatever. It's just some of these things are very, very hard to clean. And it's kind of nerve-wracking because these are things going into your body. All right, guys, don't go away. We got more coming up on the show. What else do I want to talk about? That's right. Pharmacies, they don't have to sell Plan B if they don't want to. What does that mean for us? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome19.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome19.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion-dollar company, and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome19.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome19.com. IncomeAtHome19.com. That's IncomeAtHome19.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Call in 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, you could email your questions at drdahlia.com. And please don't forget to follow me on Twitter. Also, if you miss any of the Dr. Dahlia shows because you only get to listen to an hour in your particular city, you can go to my website at Dr. Dahlia. We have a button that says on demand, and you can listen to the shows 24/7. Okay, here they say many mistakes are found on newbie doctors' resumes. Boy, doctors are just getting really hit in the news this month. All right, what now? They say studies looking at applications to training programs in obstetrics show that 30 out of every 100 applicants took credit for research publications that could not be found. Oh, that's a lot. They say our hope is that these are honest mistakes and not willful attempts to mislead, says Dr. Michael Frumovitz, a professor at the University of Texas MD Anderson Center in Houston. He's a lead author of one of these studies. Oh, my gosh, I've never heard of this. They say anywhere from 1 to 30% of applications to training programs in radiology, emergency medicine, orthopedics, and others include references to published research that can't be located by reviewers. Now, Frumovitz and his colleagues in a separate group at the University of Washington have published their reports. Well, let's see if that got published. Wanted to find out the same is true in their field. So then they looked at 258 applications in their fellowship program in gynecology oncology. And they found 148 doctors who listed they had published research findings. 44 included a reference to a publication that the group cannot track down. Now, what does that mean? Okay, well, when I used to work for the EPA, I mean, I did buku research, and I would put on my resumes and applications, I was doing research on ivermectin, avermectin. When I was working in the microbiology lab, we were starving the bacteria at the Nevada test site and to see how they were able to grow and thrive. Now, I don't know if my superiors ever published, ever got it into a journal, but I still did the research. So I put the research down. Now, I don't know if what they're trying to say is some of these applicants, these medical applicants, are actually putting titles down. I don't think so. I think they're saying they were working on publications that were looking at this. There was a title. Because I got to tell you, when you work for the government, the project you're working on does have to be titled. They do have some sort of a title. So you could use that saying, this is what I worked on. If it doesn't get published, that's not your fault. You still worked on the research. But if they're saying they're published, that's a whole nother issue. You know, it's interesting. When, you know, people publish work, usually the primary author gets most of the credit. It says Smith, and then it says et al., you know, for the other researchers, you know, George Jones, and then et al. So I, when my kids were born, I wanted to name one of them et al. So that when he later tried to apply for a job or a scholarship and somebody looked up his publications, there would be millions upon millions of research papers that had et al. Should have done that. All right. So I don't know. We'll see where this goes. I mean, we know that there is a lot of competition. Many people do not check the accuracy of applications. Honestly, though, I would not lie about a publication. I mean, in this computer day and age, it is so easy to have that looked up. You know, it is so easy. Now, you know, every now and then you hear in radio, oh, some of these radio hosts, they put affiliates up and they're not an affiliate with them. Well, the one thing I've noticed with many affiliates and you know, many other radio hosts is, you know, sometimes the station flips and they don't know about it. So the station may flip from talk to country. They have no idea. You know, personally, I like to always look and check because I don't want anybody to think I'm lying. You know, but it happens. If you look on almost any radio host's website, there may be one of the 100 or so affiliates that might actually have gotten sold or, like I said, flipped to music, etc. Yeah, but it doesn't mean they're lying. It means they just haven't updated something. But honestly, you know, in this day and age, for somebody to lie that they published a piece of work, it is so easy to Google that stuff. Like I said, I mean, you might as well take on the name et al. That would probably be better. Okay, now, let's see what happened in Washington State today. A federal judge said that the state cannot force pharmacies to sell Plan B or other emergency contraceptives, saying the state's true goal was to suppress religious objections by druggists, not to promote timely access to the medicines for people who need them. Okay, this is someone's opinion. All right, someone's upset. U.S. District Judge Ronald Layton sided with the pharmacy and the two pharmacists who said state rules requiring them to dispense Plan B violate their constitutional rights to freedom of religion. Yeah, I think so. Because such drugs can destroy fertilized egg, they say, which they consider equal to abortion. Now, this Plan B controversy isn't going to go away. All right? Now, if a pharmacy does not want to sell Plan B, I believe they have a right to do that. And not only for religious rights, is I don't think the government has a power to tell a company to sell something. Okay? This is free enterprise. I mean, whatever happened to capitalism? All right? If a pharmacy doesn't want to sell a product, and it's a high-demand product, consumers will go elsewhere. All right? They will go elsewhere. Now, if you are the only one pharmacy in town, that's a problem. But you usually aren't the only one pharmacy in town. There's many other competitors. So if a pharmacy doesn't want to sell something, let's say they don't really want to sell cigarettes, they don't want to sell alcohol, they don't want to sell emergency contraception, I don't see how the government could force you to buy a product, market a product, and sell a product, right? Whether there's religious beliefs with it or not, just from an economic standpoint, I don't think you could do it. This is why I was so frustrated when New York wanted convenience stores to put up grotesque pictures of people who smoked next to the cigarettes so it deterred people buying from them. You can't tell a company to advertise against themselves. You can't do that. I mean, that would be like me having a poster of a woman getting a pap smear screaming, ouch. I mean, if I had to put a poster like that in my, you can't tell me to do that. Now, hopefully pap smears aren't that painful, but that's what I'm saying. All right, you can't do that. You can't tell a car company to put pictures next to the car of somebody who was drunk driving and was decapitated. You can't tell a company to advertise against themselves. And you can't tell a company that they have to sell a certain product. You can't. They say Washington's rules require that pharmacies stock and dispense drugs for which there is a demand. The state adopted this the dispensing regulations in 2007 following reports that some women had been denied access to Plan B. Now, we would know what Plan B is. It's a high-dose estrogen that you could take. If you take within 72 hours, it prevents the implantation and possibly the fertilization of the egg with any sperm that penetrated. State lawyers argue that the requirements are legal because they apply neutrally to all medicines and pharmacies and because they promote a government interest. The timely delivery of medicine, including Plan B, which becomes less effective as time passes. Okay, but see, here's the thing. All right, let's say somebody got a blood clot and died from Plan B. And there may be a case. All right, I mean, no one's really publicizing that. You know, but people can't get blood clots. If you have a vulnerability to a hypercoagulable state and you take this high dose of estrogen and you get a blood clot, you get a pulmonary embolism, stroke, etc. So if you suffer, let's say, a medical event, an adverse event from this, and, you know, the pharmacy's like, I really don't want to be involved in this, can you force them? I mean, this is what is so frustrating. Well, anyway, all right, we're going to come back on break. Don't go away. We've got a lot more to talk about. I want to talk about some new techno stuff in medicine that could be pretty cool. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit, delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Attention. Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Whether you want to send roses, carnations, whether you've got hundreds to spend or just a little, Farm Fresh Flowers is your place for Valentine's flowers, birthdays, anniversaries. Call right now and save 12% with the code Radio K. That's Radio K. Go to farmfreshflowers.com, type it in the coupon code, or call them at 800-999-2109. 800-999-2109. Call them now. Farmfreshflowers.com, code Radio K.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
All right, guys, let's rock and roll. All right, some real cool stuff. Scientists have actually developed a vest that patients will be able to wear. They're going to try it out now in a British hospital. I'm kind of recapping some of the cool stories of today, where doctors will put this vest on. And many heart attack victims, we can't tell they've had a heart attack till hours after the fact. And I've told you guys multiple stories. The guy that came in burping from the night before, coming in the morning, a woman who came in the next day who was nauseated, you know. So with this vest, it's going to be very easy to strap on. And it'll tell us a lot more than somebody coming in saying, well, I got some chest pain and the EKG looking normal. This actually gives a 3D image, looks 360 degrees around the heart. Now, it's not giving us too much details, whether it's looking at a perfusion issue, if it's looking at a contractility issue. But they said that this is going to definitely help doctors diagnose patients hours before we diagnose them now. We kind of reviewed in the previous hour, you know, what we usually do. If somebody comes in and it's iffy, we admit them for 23-hour observation. We start doing cardiac enzymes. We get them every 8 hours because sometimes it takes 8 hours for these enzymes to appear to show that there was some damage to the cardiac muscle. And you wait and you watch them and you wait, and then you get a cardiologist to maybe do a stress test. So something like this could possibly tell us a heck of a lot more. And I just think it's cool because, I mean, imagine if they develop this technology, you know, on all sorts of body parts. Can they detect it on the brain? You know, didn't they a few months ago come up with a way where paramedics could put this helmet on a head to see if it's a hemorrhagic stroke and to see if someone's bleeding versus if someone has a clot? Do you guys remember that? When somebody comes in and we think they have a stroke, we have no idea if it's a hemorrhagic stroke where they're bleeding into the brain or if it's a thromboembolic stroke where it's a clot. And so we have to run a CAT scan. When I did ER, I'd have to run a CAT scan without the contrast first, make sure there was no bleed, and then do one with contrast. All right. And a lot of times you couldn't even see the stroke yet because it was too early. Then, you know, you had to wait for the MRI or the neurologist, et cetera. So they had developed something that paramedics could possibly just throw on the patient's head and be able to tell right away. So when you wheel them into the ER, you could say bleed negative. Let's just do the regular CT or now even MRI. But again, that's not out for commercial use. Same thing with this vest. They're only going to try it out. Again, we have to see if it's affordable. We have to see if it's practical. But cool stuff. And I mean, I predict later, we're just going to be able to walk around ourselves. You know, we'll just walk around ourselves with vests and hats and bras and panties, you know, that tell us something's going wrong. You know, like, you know, Dr. Dahlia, I notice you're have some abnormal cervical cells. Time for a pap smear. Oh, thank you. You know, then you run to the gynecologist. I mean, imagine how easy that would be, right? You know, Dr. Dahlia, you got strep. Go to the doctor, get some penicillin. Thank you. I'll do. So cool stuff. Now, other cool stuff. There's this Harvard scientist from, obviously, Harvard University. He's developed a lot of cool stuff. He's developed a tuberculosis vaccine in the form of a spray. He did come up with inhalable caffeine, inhalable chocolate. His name is David A. Edwards. Well, now he's developed something called WikiCells. And it has nothing to do with WikiLeaks or the computer or anything like that. What it is what he wants to do is make an edible container or bottle for food. And he has been able to develop this. And he wants to have, like, let's say you drink your soda, you could then eat the bottle. All right, this way we don't have plastics and we don't have global warming and non-biodegradable stuff. And, you know, it's all natural because you can actually eat the package. Kind of like, you know, an egg you take off the shell and then the rest of it you can eat. Something like that. Now, what he's done is he's made a membrane, an edible membrane, out of charged polymer and food particles. And then there's supposed to be a protection by a hard shell that you could just break away and throw out. Again, you wonder if that's biodegradable, but it wouldn't be a plastic. And he said he's been able to actually make meals, drinks, snacks, desserts, etc. He said he's made a tomato membrane containing gazpacho soup that could be poured over bread, an orange membrane filled with orange juice that you could drink with a straw. I guess then you just put the membrane in your mouth. I don't like membranes. I don't think I could swallow something like that. I think I'd gag. He's made smaller grape-like membrane holding wine and a chocolate membrane containing hot chocolate. I know. See, when I look at this, I'm thinking water balloon. But from what I understand, it's supposed to be stiffer than that. So they're hoping to later make edible bottles, edible boxes, and yes, I know Michelle Obama and the nutrition, they're going to have to, you know, look at the sodium content, the sugar content. I think it's cool stuff. I just don't know if I would be in the mood to eat any membranes. Now, another thing we talked about was this space elevator. Did you guys hear about that? Okay, Japanese company called Obayashi is making a space elevator that will be hopefully in use by 2050. The space elevator stretches 96,000 kilometers above the ground. And I don't know what the shaft looks like, and I don't know who's going to be the lucky employee to clean it, but I guess it's going to be long. And the reason why they could do this is in 1991, they discovered carbon nanotube, which is a lightweight material that's much stronger than steel, about 20 times more. So what they would do is they would be actually using this to make the, it's not really an elevator shaft. They're not calling it anything. What they're calling it right now is what they're saying right now is at an altitude of 3,600 kilometers, they're going to put an orbital station. All right, so I guess a place you could go potty. Maybe there'll be a McDonald's. I don't know. All right. Then there's going to be a destination for space travelers, housing, developmental facilities, places for space research, really cool stuff. It's going to be 6 cars. It's going to be able to carry 30 people. It's going to take about 7.5 days. It's going to have a speed of 200 kilometers per hour. Construction work's going to start in 2025. A rocket will be launched that have the cables using the carbon nanotube. I see. So that's going to be the skeleton of it. And then they're going to carry other materials, these rockets up to 300 kilometers. And then the spaceship is going to be assembled there. The spaceship will then in turn unreel the cables back to Earth, hopefully not hitting anybody in the head, while soaring to the summit of 96,000 kilometers, which is about a quarter of the distance from the Earth to the moon. The cables will be reinforced from the ground using elevator cars, which will ascend to the summit. And it should be, the reinforcement work will be conducted 510 times. Somebody better have a calculator ready and count this. Okay, we want to make sure this doesn't get messed up. The elevator will be powered by a 9-volt energizer. Okay. The elevator will be powered partly by electricity generated by solar power from space. So why not? You're out there. So they're pretty excited about this, an elevator. I'm a little nervous. I'm a little scared of heights. I'm not going to go on it. I'm going to tell you right now. Well, how old will I be in 2050? How old will I be? I'd be 78 years old. Yeah, I could probably make it. You know, I wonder, here's the thing though, my hips and knees are shot right now. So I wonder what the humidity is up there, because I can't travel to any place with high humidity because my knees and my hips hurt. So I'm going to be pretty cranky. I'm going to be very, very cranky. All right. Oh, my gosh. What else in medical news? I don't even want to waste my time on this one. Migraines raise depression risk in women. Really? Really, you think? Really? They don't make women happier. They make them depressed. Yes. All right. So then men, if you're married to somebody who has migraines and she's miserable, you know why. It's the migraine. For those of you that have never had a migraine, it's like a knife stuck in your head. Okay. For those of you that get to stay on board with us another hour, we got a lot of cool studies, a lot of cool science stuff. They actually say if you look at a car crash, it could be good for your health. Looking at a car crash, even seeing people that die, can actually be good for your health. And then we're going to talk about some animals that maybe should be extinct, according to one scientist. So please stay on board if you can. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. If not, you have a great rest of the way home.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.